WMFO in Medford.
American half pound. Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very free form, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Pakistan.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Tell me how your planet Vulcan looks on a lazy evening when the moon is full.
Vulcan has no moon, Miss Uhura.
I'm not surprised, Mr. Spock.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
Filipinas, Manila, un Filipino.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Hi, Carlton.
How's it going?
Good. Edward Buford from WMFO.
All right. Where's that from?
From Medford. Actually, yeah. Tufts University.
Medford?
Yes, that's the way some
that's
people
right.
say it.
Medford. Don't give me that Medford.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily in layers. Hook up on top one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes sir.
Are you listening?
Yes sir, you.
Plastic
Strawberry.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage, and it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and in case you didn't already know it, what we do on a plastic sushi is to always start things off with some Japanese music, and then we go mixing it up with jazz, punk, funk, metal, electronic, country, disco, ambient, as many genres as we possibly can that match our different weekly theme. And then, in between and on top of the music, we mix in audio samples from movies and TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events. Yes, audio clips from who knows where. I've been very fortunate to have traveled extensively around our planet Earth, and a good many countries completely on my own. I tallied them up, and it turns out to be 23 different foreign countries, plus the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. There's a supposed peace village there, Panmunjom, which is where they have the blue buildings, as you've perhaps seen when President Trump and Kim Jong-un met. I've been in those same UN conference rooms, although there were some rather significant security guards on the north end to make sure that nobody accidentally went out that way. Years ago, at least, you could, if you were visiting South Korea, you could sign up for a tour there, and they take you through, and definitely a good experience. So, tonight, our theme is places, and we're going to be going all around the world through music. We started off with Denki Groove, Japanese band, of course, and that was Fuji-san, basically Mount Fuji, people climbing up there, and we're going to, well, let's see, going over our show this evening. We're, of course, going to be doing the genre jumping. And later in the second hour of the show, we're going to be having a longer piece from the band Rush that I'll be sending out to Luke, who hosts the show on Friday nights, Saturday mornings, Rush Hour here. Yes, beginning at midnight, just a little over under 4 hours away. And he always plays at least one Rush song, but he also does a lot with vinyl. And 2 weeks ago, he was filling in for DJ Easy Ed, and he mixed in a bunch of, it was more than a bunch of clips, but actual historical recordings preserved on vinyl of the Apollo 13 mission to the moon. And I found that fascinating. And Luke is doing very well making sound collages here on WMFO. And, they're Plastic Sushi endorsed at this point. I checked out some 5 of them recently as I went down and visited my parents last week. That's where I was. Yes. Well, at least my father. Let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going. In the next set, we're going to be hearing some jazz with Dick Hyman and his orchestra. And our audio clips in particular this evening. We've got some from Planet of the Apes. We've got some from Plan 9 from Outer Space, one of the craziest movies that doesn't really make any sense. And we're also having some clips from New York with the 9/11, some of the scariest clips that I've mixed into some of my sound collages here. Let's start off the next set with another Japanese band, of course. Here is Puffy AmiYumi, Japanese J-pop duo. And this is called Asia no Junshine, True Asia. Here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. Only on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. Buford up there yet. Now remember, oh my God.
That looks like a second plane.
the Rutherford Institute, here is constitutional attorney John Whitehead.
For years, the government has encouraged Americans to just say no to drugs. But in a startling about-face, the U.S. Solicitor General's office tried forcing one St. Louis dentist to take a ride on the drug highway. In order to ensure he was competent to stand trial for Medicaid fraud, prosecutors wanted to force Dr. Charles Thomas Sell to take antipsychotic drugs. They claim he suffers from a delusional disorder. But Sell wasn't buying into the state's mind-altering argument. He believed that being forced to take drugs violated his constitutional rights, and in a landmark ruling, the Supreme Court agreed. The points of law are the Fifth and Sixth Amendments to our Constitution. The fundamental right of every American to bodily and mental integrity is one of your first liberties.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. This evening, our theme is called Places, as we travel around the world, although pretty much after our initial song of that last set, Puffy AmiYumi and True Asia, we were going all around the United States. Yes, that was Dick Hyman and his orchestra and Washington Square from the outstanding compilation Cocktail Mix Volume 2. And then we heard from The Prodigy with Phoenix. Yeah, okay, I was cheating a little bit there. That's not Phoenix, Arizona. The song may have actually been about a mythical Phoenix. I fess up, but it's a great song, and otherwise it fit. And then we heard from the B-52s, Private Idaho, and we finished off the music in that set with the Sex Pistols and New York. And I needed to use my sonic hammer of the gods to smash out some of those bad words. Backing me up right now is a local band, or at least they were, the Ray Corvair Trio. And this is called Honduras. So we're going to quickly get back to the music. And in this next set, all of the songs are about particular street addresses, and we're going to finish things off with a very cool cover version of a Ramones song by Metallica. But it's particularly in this set that, yes, I've got a couple of clips from A Planet of the Apes, but more particularly one of the scariest audio clips, maybe the scariest I've ever mixed into a sound collage, from 9/11. And it all starts right now. This is Adrian Belew and 117 Valley Drive.
rated me and you hate me. Why? Because you're a man.
Thank you.
tonight here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries End Time Sound Collage. Our theme is places. And that entire last set was songs about particular street addresses. We began with Adrian Belew and 117 Valley Drive from his Coming Attractions album. And then Warren Barker with his version of 77 Sunset Strip off of another great compilation, Easy Rhythms for Your Cocktail Hour. And then Fatboy Slim with 10th and Crenshaw. And John 5, that heavy metal guitar virtuoso who's also a chicken-picking country player when he feels like it. That was 18969 Ventura Boulevard from his Vertigo album. And then we finished things off with a very cool cover of a Ramones song by Metallica, 53rd and 3rd. And you know, Dee Dee Ramone wrote most of their songs, and that one was autobiographical, talking about his career before the Ramones and perhaps during some part of it being a male prostitute. And well, in New York City at 53rd and 3rd. Backing me up right now is a project of a local, another local Boston area musician. This is Land of the Loops. This is the project from Alan Sutherland, who recorded this album when he was living here in the Boston, Massachusetts area. And this one, this track is called Mass Ave and Beyond from his Bundle of Joy CD. Before that, he was making and releasing his music on cassette tapes. But this is from a full fidelity CD. Great stuff. So, we're going to travel a bit more internationally in the beginning of this next set, and then come back to some places in America. We're gonna start off with Astrud Gilberto, my favorite female jazz singer. She's from Brazil, and that's where we'll be going. Then Les Baxter will be taking us to Calcutta via Ultra Lounge Volume 3 and Space Capades. Then Roy Buchanan in Baltimore, Johnny Zorro in Coesville, and then some bluegrass along the banks of the Ohio with David Grisman. And then the presidents of the United States, well, it'll be to Cleveland. And it all starts now with Astrud Gilberto. Here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford.
Take me, I'm all set. Take me through the sky. Fly me to his side. Fly me where the air of Rio sings. All my hopes ride on your wings. Make this trip nonstop, light my heart nonstop.
sexual humiliation. It's enough to turn you off of women, and I think it accounts for the little girl.
Hey, the little girl's fine. Jesus, she's what's the little girl?
Oh, sure, I understand. Believe me, 16 years old, no possible threat at all.
She's 17, she's going to be 8. You know, sometimes you have a losing personality, Mary.